lot of soul.
This is Bass Talk Live. Your host, Mark Jeffries and Matt Pangrack. BTL is brought to you by Lowrance. Strike King Lures, Bass Cat Boats, Ducket Fishing, Spro, AFCO, Big Bite Baits, Sunline, and TH Marine. BTL coming at you. Good Wednesday, everybody. Welcome once again to BTL Bass Talk Live, where we're going to talk bass fishing and anything else that we want to talk about. Yes, he is back in studio, Matthew Pangrack. And today, folks, we have just an awesome show. We're going to have Bradley Hallman in studio talk about this project that him and Matt have been working on with Big Bite Baits. Going to get into that. But first, Matt, everybody wants to know. I don't even know. But you're not going to say a word, are you?
Oh, what are we talking about? What happened yesterday? I challenged Jason Christie to a one-on-one heads up. That's why Dean Rojas co-hosted the show. Man, you were into some marathon shows lately, Mark.
2 hours yesterday.
2 hours.
Yeah.
I went back and watched a little bit of it. He really went through a lot of the baits that he had.
He did.
Did you know he had that many wiggle warts?
No.
Did you know? Did you know he was that organized?
No.
It's impressive, isn't it?
It really was. And for those people that are listening on iTunes, if you don't watch the video portion of it, this is one show you need to go back and watch. Anyway, so what do you have to say about yesterday?
Well, I got nothing to say because it's I'm not letting the cat out of the bag either way until the video airs on the Bass Talk Live YouTube channel. But yeah. It is. We fished for 7 hours. We both caught fish. I will say that. I did. And you knew when I talked to you on BTL yesterday, you knew that I had a 3-pounder. At what time was that? We started at 7:15.
It
was
like 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Yeah.
It was not fast and furious for me, at least. I'll say that. But you'll get to watch it all go down. I think it'll be probably about a 45-minute episode. I actually have all of Jason's footage that he shot with his Verb, and then all of my GoPro footage, and I'm going to put it together into a kind of like a 45-minute hour-long show. And big props to Jason for coming out and doing that and spending a day. Like, I mean, I know he's never had this much free time before, but yeah. I mean, I really appreciate him taking the time out to go do that with me, and it was fun. It was fun and stressful, and
stressful.
Probably shouldn't have been.
You're
stressful.
Fishing,
I'm fishing.
Man.
You guess what other dude? At times it was stressful.
Jeez.
But like I said, sometimes when you turn the camera on, crazy stuff happens, and sometimes it doesn't, and it's just a struggle all day, and you can't really predict one way or the other until the last cast is made how it's going to go.
So when are you going to have the video done?
This week. I'm going to stay after the show and work on it.
Okay.
And then hopefully have it out tomorrow.
By the weekend? Oh, really?
Well, I want to get it done. I want the fresh content out there so then we can talk about it and have Jason on the show.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. All right. I've got a couple of things to get to, and then we will take a break and come back with Bradley.
I'm holding the bait in my hand.
Yeah, I got it too.
The prototype bait right now.
Cool.
I think he's got 50 of them or 75 they poured them. I'm holding it right now.
It's and very cool.
Feels like it might catch a fish or two.
Yeah, very cool. All right, here's what I got. I want to let everybody know a couple of things. One, I already have the shows booked for next week, Matthew.
Already?
Very, very cool week next week. It's going to have kind of a Florida flair to it with a twist, if that makes any sense. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Monday, Bobby Lane. Tuesday, Shaw Grigsby. Wednesday, and I got really creative on this one. Next week is the 16th anniversary of something. Any idea what it is?
The 16th anniversary of something?
Yes.
So what is this, 2020? So it'd be
2006.
The Preston Clark on Santee?
You're dead on, because what was supposed to take What was supposed to take place next week?
Santee Cooper in Santee the Elite Cooper. Series. We got Preston Clark on the show?
So I tracked down Preston Clark, and he is going to go through that entire tournament and the experience and everything that took place during that week, of which he did break the record.
Yeah.
All right, and caught a zillion pounds of bass.
Was he using the power pole there, or the push pole there? Push pulling around up there in the shallows?
Yeah.
I remember that was one of the first kind of tournaments that I remember just being
So we have a lot of listeners out there that have no idea who Preston Clark is.
Well, they've heard of him.
16 years ago. Think about some of the young listeners.
Yeah, true. Matt,
that's what I'm saying.
True.
16 years ago, when I talked to him, he was like, wow. He goes, I did not realize that it was 16 years ago. So next Wednesday, we're going to have Preston Clark on to go through that experience that he went through at Santee Cooper. And then on Thursday, a vintage show with somebody that I have been looking forward to have on the show for a number of years. Mr. Denny Brower is going to be live via Skype on Thursday of next week.
Awesome.
So a jam-packed week next week. And folks, we're going to continue bringing you the best shows that are on the web from a content standpoint, both live and on demand. And that's quite the lineup next week. All right. The other thing I want to mention, last week we talked about supporting the sponsors that support this show, especially in the challenging situations that we're in right now. The title sponsor of this show, Lowrance, tomorrow at 6 o'clock Central Time, they are having a webinar. And I've got to get it pulled up here. They are having a live show, and all you have to do is go over to Lowrance.com. Look at that. The thing closed down. Are you kidding me?
With it, Mark. It's technology.
Hang on. Let me get this pulled up.
You need to set your phone so that it doesn't go dark after 5 seconds. You can set it for
a
minute.
I know. All right. Hang on 1 second here.
Tech tip for you there.
Okay, tomorrow at 6 p.m. Central Time, you just go to Lowrance.com. They are having a Lowrance Hook Reveal webinar. And it's going to be your opportunity to ask any questions. You're going to be interactive. Hey, if you get involved in this and watch this thing, tell them thank you for being the title sponsor of BTL. That's all you got to do. All right. At the same time, you're going to learn about a great product. You're going to get a great opportunity to ask a bunch of questions from a tech standpoint, and should be really, really cool. So, folks, please check it out tomorrow night, Lowrance.com, 6 p.m. Central Time. And that will be some very, very cool stuff for you to reach out and improve your knowledge base of some of the new and existing Lowrance products. All right. The last thing, Matthew. Did you get a chance to watch the first round of the classic shows?
No, have not yet.
All right. I have watched it, and I'm here to tell you, dude, I love everything that they do from a production standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
It is top notch. I mean, they've been doing it forever. Just outstanding production. But I'm going to say this.
I knew there was a butt coming. There's always a butt coming when he gives a glowing review.
Listen, it is time to change. It absolutely is time to change. And when I say time to change, everybody that, for the most part, the vast majority of people that are following the Bassmaster Classic, what do they know, Matthew?
They know what happens. If you do history, you know they've done it like this before.
Dude, but it's
they've
not
done the TV shows where they have the winner in before.
It's not anywhere close. Anywhere close. Right? To where it needs to be from showcasing the accomplishments of what these guys do with everybody knowing what the outcome is already.
I go back and forth on this, Mark, and I have watched the classic shows. I think they might have done the Pittsburgh one like that, where they were like, and we know, you know, Kevin Van Dam won this one and he's in studio, and then they go back and they show and the guys are talking about it. But even knowing, and I haven't watched this classic, but I've watched all the others multiple times, knowing who wins, I prefer, me personally, the show that is on the premise that you don't know who wins.
That's ridiculous.
How is that ridiculous? That's my preference. I just like the way that timeline works out, and then you can relive it as it goes. So, are there people that are going to not watch it because they know who won? No. So what is the point of doing that if the people who know who won are still going to watch it, and the people who don't know who are going to win, you hook them in to watch the remaining
shows? I'm going to tell you. The reason is because now you can go into great detail about the performance and the success that the guys had during this event. I mean, don't give me that cockamamie story.
And anybody who already knows is going to be able to go online on Bassmaster.com and read about the...
Then why do a TV show then?
Because it brings
interest. That statement doesn't make any sense. Listen to me, dude. They have the content. They have the individuals. They have the personalities to blow this out of the water.
And like I said, we should probably have this discussion after I'd watched this classic. But as far as the past classics and the shows that they do, yeah. I think they've...
You need
done
to watch
that.
It. You, I know you got a lot going on.
I'll do it this week.
We will talk about it this week. But the thing that really caught my attention the most is Hank Cherry had a what? Incredible what?
Lead.
After day one. He had an incredible day one. Right? You would think that they would throw something in there to where Hank Cherry actually talks in detail at the wrap-up of day one about that incredible 29-pound day.
Maybe Hank Cherry didn't talk about it in incredible detail at the end of day one. Did he seem like a chatty Cathy after the 29 pounds?
No, listen to me. They didn't say anything. They didn't even show him at the end of the show. It was boom, Tommy Sanders said something. Hey, check with us, you know, next time, blah, 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 blah. Dude, they have gold at the end of the rainbow.
I hear you. I need to watch this one. Let's shelve this conversation till after I've watched it.
Gold. I'm
shelve it till after I've watched it.
They are golden.
Maybe Brad's watching it.
Everything that they have, it is time to change and showcase the personalities, the skills, the production quality. I'm not saying it's bad the way that they're doing it. I'm just saying it's time to give the folks, the fans, the sponsors, the anglers, the exposure, because there is a very, very small percentage of people out there that don't know what the heck happened. Would you agree with that?
No.
Are you nuts?
Out of the general public, the vast majority of people
don't
even know.
The general public's not even interested in this.
Let's get into this. Like I said,
they're not even interested in this.
Let me watch the show, and we'll get back into it.
I DVR'd it for you.
Okay.
So in case you can't catch the replay. Anyway, but I want to make myself crystal clear. All right. I am not taking anything away from what the production, the hosts, the anglers, or anybody else that is involved with the production of the Bassmaster Classic show. That is not what I'm doing. What I'm saying is it is time to take advantage of the resources that you have and produce the show based upon everybody already knowing what the outcome is. Because everybody does. Everybody does. Brad, who won the Bassmaster Classic? There you go. Yeah, right there.
Go stop down someone on a bicycle outside the house getting a little exercise. They won't know.
What? What?
You're saying everybody. It's a broad term.
Somebody out there on the instant feedback, tell me that you don't know who won the Bassmaster.
They're watching a program that covers professional. You don't. It's not like we got people that stumble upon BTL you do that stumble upon when the classic is on TV.
Oh, I can't wait to have this conversation next week. Anyway, good shows next week, huh?
Yeah.
I'm really glad.
Was it hard to find Preston?
Not a little bit, but.
He's probably
still
all about
cool,
it.
Man. Oh, yeah. He was all in. All
you still
in.
Have the Preston photo up?
Yeah. No, I think it's in the other
in
office.
In the office? Okay.
Yeah. By the way, today is the anniversary of a very, very special moment in baseball. Any idea what it is? I think it was 1974.
First perfect game?
No. Brad, you know 1974 on this date in baseball? No idea. It's when Henry Aaron broke the Babe's record. 7-15.
Interesting. You're full of...
Do you even know who Henry Aaron is?
Yeah, Hank Aaron.
All right, good show today. Bradley Hallman coming up in a few. Everybody stay tuned.
Search for the best combination of value and performance is over. It ends with Elite TI2 From high-res views of active imaging to mapping in real time with Genesis Live, the high-powered performance of Elite TI-2 continues to dominate. And now, wirelessly share sonar waypoints and routes between TI-2 displays. Get up to $200 cash back when you purchase a Lowrance Elite TI-2 or Hook Reveal display. Visit Lowrance.com/offers for details.
Yeah, you care about gear ratios, inches per turn, and ball bearings, but most importantly, you want reliability and dependability in the equipment you use. Luz doesn't cut corners when it comes to the gear they build. The new Speed Spool LFS is the best $99 reel in the market. Go see for yourself.
We've paired one of the most iconic hulls in the history of bass boats with a proven lineup of trusted accessories. We're bringing you best-in-class value and performance, leaving others in your wake. Turnkey value, turnkey performance. The Pantera 2 is an overachiever in the 19-foot category. Once you hit the throttle, you'll feel the rush, and there's no looking back.
Kevin, what are you doing here?
Oh, I'm just filling in for Billy.
I need 660 shad crankbaits in the Series 5 model.
We're out.
You're not out. You got all kinds of them right there.
We're out.
Kevin, I need six.
Have a lollipop.
I do not want a lollipop.
Have a lollipop.
Do you have it in sexy shad color?
At Duckett Fishing, we have assembled the top pros in the country to help us design rods to give you a competitive advantage.
Castability, strength, durability, action, sensitivity, weight and balance, and consistency.
Combine that with the best warranty in the industry, and you have rods that are pro-driven.
Duckett Fishing, pro-driven.
I want to share to you a new product we got coming out from Sunline. This is the FC leader size spools that we have now. We've gotten a lot of requests for this. A lot of you guys use fluorocarbon for leaders only, myself included. And one of the problems you have is when you have a 200 yard spool, that might last you 2, 3, 4 years. You might even lose it before you even get done with the spool. So we've gone to a little smaller spool. These are 50 yard spool sizes. You know, that way you're not holding your line on forever. You can keep your line fresh, use it when you can, stores real easily in the boat. We got all of our popular line sizes that you're used to with our Sniper from 5 to 14 pound. If you guys are looking for a line that you're only tying for a leader, go check out Sunline FC Leader 100% fluorocarbon and give it a try.
All right, we are back on a Wednesday. Great show today, and in studio right now, our good friend, Mr. Bradley Hallman. Brad, how you doing, man?
Doing good, guys. Glad to be back. It's been a while.
It has been.
It has been.
Yeah. How's that homeschooling going?
Homeschooling was week one was quite the learning curve for myself and Zoom and four kids in the house, and it was man, my fourth grader was getting his butt kicked by the schoolwork and teachers, and so I finally just had to sit down. I went to fourth grade for almost an entire week to get everything lined out.
Really?
We got it lined out. It's new for everybody. You know, it's new for the teachers. It's new for the school. Oh, new, yeah, for the parents. And, yeah, I was wishing for a tournament to come along. About
All right, man. Very exciting show today. We've been talking about this bait,
yep,
for a number of weeks now. And we're ready to show the public what you guys came up with.
Yeah, Matt and I worked on it for quite a while.
Brad worked on it. I did some guiding along the way, along the process, but this is Brad's bait.
He did some wonderful guiding. I edited the video. I've got the video. We shot all the production from the very first when we started with ideas to all the way, mm-hmm, down and was on paper. And last night I finished editing this video and for my YouTube channel. And I got to say, dude, like, there were some things I would start, you would start talking, and I would cut you off, and your eyes would roll. Like, I'm like, man, I got to quit making Panger mad and talking over him. I've got one in the truck just in particular. It's like, golly, I just got to shut up. But
no, no, you don't. You know how many people roll their eyes at me? Literally every single person I talk to. You know how many times Jason Christie probably rolled his eyes at me yesterday?
Yeah. But we had a lot of fun with this. It was a great opportunity to be able to work with a great company like Big Bite. And really, I think with it just being my very first bait, I think there was some really good ideas. The thing that mattered to me, there was two things that we talked about in the very beginning, Matt, was one, I felt like there was two kind of baits that are on the market on shelves. The one that catches fish and the one that catches anglers. And we wanted to make sure that if we were going to get the opportunity to do one, we wanted one that would catch fish, right? Mm-hmm. And that was a big part. And the other big thing was just making sure that it was right and, mm-hmm. and it was along the lines of what we wanted to do.
Because we had this conversation too. It's like, okay, well, if Brad's going to design this bait, we're doing YouTube videos. We're going to have to use this thing when we're flipping. Like, you can't, like, come out with this bait.
Right.
Say it's the greatest flipping bait and then be like, it doesn't really work. So I was like, Brad, you got to get this thing right because we have to use this thing all the time.
Well, the big thing was is that I wanted a bait that I could take from grass mats of Florida punching to the bushes of Oklahoma or the California Delta. I wanted to be able to take a bait, a flipping bait, that you could put in your box and you can flip from coast to coast. North to south, from Champlain in New York down to Lake Amistad in Texas on the Mexican border. Wanted to be able to do all that. I think we accomplished that with this bait. That's kind of how we came up with the name. The name was the BFE. The BFE stands for Best Flipper Ever, and because it gets stuck in BFE from time to time if you're the best flipper ever, right? Because that's usually where you're flipping. So that's where giants live.
In BFE. I like it.
Yep, best flipper ever. So really excited about this bait. Can we show it?
Let's do this. I actually have some graphics that are really cool. Some of the original drawings that you and the staff kind of came up with. So let me throw this graphic up real quick.
Is this the first look? That's the first look at the actual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a really cool story behind this, too. It's also on my YouTube channel. These drawings, this was actually the second edition of the drawing that you're seeing right there. I can't draw at all. I couldn't draw a stick man, but my 15-year-old daughter can. And so I came home with a bunch of plastic all glued and taped and nailed together. And that girl sat down and took her three or four tries, and she knocked that thing out of the park, which was really important for them to make the CAD because everything had to be the right dimensions and on graph paper and to scale. So that was a really big deal for her to be able to do that for me. That was awesome.
Okay, so we go from there to this image.
Yep, that's kind of the CAD
right here
prototype. That's what it looks like, you know, from the CAD form. When Panger and I went to the Classic, after the Classic, we went down to Big Bite, and that was the main purpose, was to look at the CAD. The CAD has all the drawing sizes mm-hmm. and stuff on it. And
you're in a room, and it was the guys who actually do the, what is that, milling?
Yeah.
Is that the milling?
Yeah.
And then
the machinist,
yeah. And then the head design and owners of Big Bite Baits are sitting down, and they said, all right, here's the drawings. The machinist is talking. They're in there with a measuring device talking about 64ths and 128ths of inches. They're getting everything nailed out, and it was like a serious conversation for a couple hours. And I thought that maybe is why this has been such a smooth process, is everything and everyone is right there.
Yeah,
at the Big Bite Factory. Mm-hmm. It's not, you're not sending emails off and then they're talking with other people who are on different time zones and it's all over. It's like everybody, all hands on deck right here in the same room on the same page.
Yeah, and it's also a group of guys that do it every single day and
they're really good at it.
Yeah, it's something that they've been through the routine so many times. They're extremely good.
Yeah, I'm sure they know like what looks good. Right. You know, they can look at it and say this is not going to translate well to plastic, or this is not going to translate well to the mold.
So the CAD drawing, the one that he just showed,
throw that back up there.
That is basically what is a computer generated picture that has the measurements and the drawings, and that computer is actually what they use to engrave two pieces of aluminum, being a mold, and then put together and then shoot that with plastic.
So when you first saw that, so you'd seen it on paper, but you saw that before you saw the real bait, right?
That's what they handed us when we were down there. That was the CAD drawing. Remember, it was in gray, black, and white, basically. Yep. And that's what the bait looked like. And then it also had the dimensions and the drawings on the CAD.
And that, is that exactly what you had in mind when you first saw that CAD drawing?
110%. Nailed it. Dude, it all started from my daughter's drawing, the first one you saw. And just the plastic of the idea in my head.
Dude, she nailed it. Right there, that one.
Yeah.
Yes, that one.
So your daughter actually drew that exact photo right there.
110%.
That's your daughter. Then it goes to that step.
Yep.
What does she think about this?
Dude, she's fired up.
She want to be a bait designer now?
I don't know. She wants to be a bait designer. She'd never drawn a lure. She's a very good artist. She can draw really well. She had never obviously drawn any type of bait or lure or anything bass fishing. So I didn't really know where that was going to end up. But she did an awesome job.
All right.
So you ready to show the public?
Yeah,
well, absolutely. You going to show the last photo then? Or?
Well, no, I'm going to have the other camera
in the
shot.
ISO cam?
Yeah, right there. All right, here we go.
The BFE. That's it right there.
All right, run through the features of that.
So the idea of what we wanted with this was is we wanted small enough compact that we could punch match, right? But we also wanted big enough and long enough for us guys that flip and willow trees and bushes in the Midwest or in other parts of the country. I wanted this bait to be able to hold two hooks, two different styles of hooks. I wanted to be able to hold the wide gap, the EWG style, and preferably a 5-aught. Instead of something that's a 4-aught, where most things that are on the market will only hold a 4-aught. But then, whenever you're flipping mats, the guys that flip mats want the smaller hooks because they're using bigger weights trying to get through the mats and punch. So I wanted it to be able to run a 4-aught hook through it and a straight shank. So if you're flipping this with a braid and flipping in mats in California, you run the 4-aught straight shank, and it fits really well for this bait. And then the 5-aught goes all the way to the nose to the eyeballs. So really, really, really big deal to be able to do both.
That head is key there, too, for that straight shank. You actually have a place to put the...
110%. So the head narrows down. It's got a taper to it. I mean, there's an idea to every piece of this bait's design all the way down to that because it's not taking up the throat of the hook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a place that it's very narrow. The rings were to add bulk, but we didn't want to add a whole bunch of bulk where some of the other baits that are on the market are just all rings. I didn't want anything like that. The top of the bait being very pointed and, you know, concaved to be able to ride right behind a big tungsten, you know, punching, or to fit right behind a 1/4-ounce piece of tungsten just flipping bushes.
And you've seen this in the Hallman tank testing pool?
Yep. The only place I've seen it, we have not put it on the water yet, and I've had this thing for a week, but just with everything that we've got going on in life.
You've been a teacher. You've been online. You've been on Zoom the whole time.
It's really hindered me. Swimming pool got open 2 days ago, so that was the very first place that I found. So what we were looking for here is this bait has got the glides on the side, and I wanted this bait to glide like a tube. You know, we go back to the very beginning of flipping and some of my early success, you know, catching big bags with a flipping stick in my hand were definitely done with a tube in my hand. And the tube's kind of gone away because of the problems that it had. Then other baits came out. But basically, I wanted to design the glide action of the tube, but put it in something that wasn't a tube and still have a flipping bait that I could punch with. And this is exactly what we've come up with.
I think the next step then is you're going to have to fish with it, and I'll fish with it. You've got
You got a bag. Many? Yeah, you'll get this bag right here.
25.
Yep.
And then we fish with it.
Yep.
Flip with it, punch with it, do everything with it. And then there's two options. You either say, yeah, that's it.
Right.
And then they start building the bigger mold. Or you say, hey, couple minor adjustments to it, and then they'll redo it, send you back another prototype, and then you give it the go-ahead.
That's correct. And I think that's probably the track we're headed down. I know just getting it, there was a couple of little things that I saw that and they're small. They're small adjustments, but a couple little things that I saw on it that I'd like to change or make just a little more obvious, you know.
So, and I've alluded to this a little bit, but I don't think you've ever said it. So you filmed this entire process from concept.
You know, we still messed up, though, dude. And I told you whenever we drove away from Eufaula, Alabama, I was like, dude, we should have turned the cameras on during that meeting. Obviously, yeah, you couldn't use all of it.
Yeah, they were pretty serious.
But just some of the conversation in that meeting would have been great for the video, and I wished I had that. That's the only take back. But, you know, I've told you in the beginning, I'm new at this YouTube thing. It's not something that I just think off right off the bat. You know, I've been a fisherman for 20 years, not not an editor or a filmmaker. You know? I mean, I'm doing good to get a camera turned on at this point.
But outside of that meeting, every other thing that has 110%. To do with this bait, from conversations with, from being at Lucky Lure Tackle, ripping baits apart, your daughter drawing this, conversations with people at Big Buy, everything's on there.
I've even got the phone call of your first reaction in this video. You calling me the night that you saw the picture.
How many beeps is in that?
You did great.
Brad one time called me and he's like, "You do realize that every time I talk to you, usually in the truck, it's usually on speakerphone." And he said, "I've gotten to the point now when I answer the phone with you, I just take it off speakerphone." Because he's got young kids in the car. He said, "My wife was like, why do you always take it off speakerphone with Matt on the phone?"
Yeah.
So one time she was around, he's like, "Well, now you know why."
Hey, when you call me, I don't ever put you on speakerphone. Because Carolyn can still hear you talking on the phone.
Yeah, I get excited.
Now, you're not. You can't accuse anyone of talking loud here, Mark.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was not referencing the volume of the voice. Okay Bradley? All right. I was referencing the vocabulary used.
Adjectives. So when are we going to be... So these videos then are kind of going to be released in sequence as this bait gets closer and closer
to
releasing.
So what we're going to have is we're going to have the prototypes edition of the video where probably it's going to be us fishing, and we've already got the GoPros rolling all the time anyway.
I've got some
intentions of taking Marcus today and trying to catch a big one with this. We're going to just go out here to Thunderbird, nothing fancy, a lake that a lot of people think doesn't have any fish in it, and we're going to see if we can't catch a big one with it. So all that'll be on video. We're going to film all that. I just finished the first episode of it last night. I'm actually going to release it live as soon as we get off the air, or while we're on there, and once you guys start talking, I'm going to let it fly.
On Bradley Holman Fishing.
That's correct.
YouTube.
Yep. Very cool.
On my YouTube.
All right. A lot of questions on the instant feedback. Dave wants to know, why did you decide to go with the ring style, and did Big Bite overrule you on anything during the process?
Did not overrule me on anything. Definitely had suggestions. I mean, look, they've been building baits forever, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was open. This is the first time I'd ever done anything like this. I had no idea what it was like to do one, or what order things went in. That's kind of why we're doing this, is to kind of teach the general public what all goes on to design a plastic bait. They didn't overrule me on anything. They definitely had some suggestions to help me along the way. No doubt about that.
All right. Andy in Indiana wants to know, did they do a 3D print first?
That's the CAD, is the 3D print. And that's kind of what you're looking at. That picture of the gray was the 3D print, the CAD.
Yeah. A lot of people want to know, when's it going to be available? Timeline, any guess?
No, that depends on any of the additions or changes that have to. So you don't want to throw a date out right now because, you know, if
so
there's some minor
on.
Changes, then they'll go back. Who knows what the situation is there in Eufaula as far as what they are able to work on or not. And then they'll set another one back, and if that gets to go ahead. I mean, what people don't understand, and the more research that I've done with this, and you actually, when we had Kevin on last week, Mark, you know, he alluded to the fact that sometimes, years on baits and ideas working with bait designers. So you can't just...
Yeah, I don't think we're that far away at all.
No, it's I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's really, 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 really close. So once it's out, we're then going to announce ways that BTL listeners and viewers can get involved and have a chance to win a lot of these baits, and also have their own custom name and color of a bait.
That's right.
Oh, we need to get into that. We'll get into that here in a few minutes because...
Well, no. All I'm saying, that's not for this show. That's for upcoming shows in the next week. So basically every week kind of leading up to the official release, BTL listeners, viewers will have the first shot at getting this bait, have the first shot getting it a little bit of a discount too through the Big Bite website, and then also a color and name contest that will be run through Big Bite exclusively for BTL listeners. So big thanks to Big Bite for letting us kind of in on this entire process. And that's all kind of starting now with the announcement of this all the way through hopefully the next month and a half before this project is complete.
We need to do some work with Lucky Lure up north too, and try to get them to where maybe they could be one of the first ones to make sure they get those baits in.
100%.
Absolutely.
All right. How long is it?
It is 4.5 inches long.
Okay.
Exactly.
PA Craig mate wanted to know. color-wise, how many colors do you anticipate besides the one that the BTL viewers are going to be able to pick?
Originally, they're going to come out with 8 colors of the bait, 8 standard colors. You know, Big Bite has some baits, and I've already, I'm sure you fielded questions. Oh, is it going to be in tilapia? Is it going to be in all the colors that the people like for Big Bite?
Green pumpkin, tilapia,
yes,
black and blue.
The standard colors to start out with 8.
Absolutely.
And then the BTL colors as well.
Yep. Hey, I got to ask you, there's an old school color, Bradley, that I used a lot. I mean, this was back in the 80s and 90s. Called Tequila Sunrise. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was a laminate. It was one of the first culprit laminates.
Yeah, yeah. Culprit ribbon tail worm.
Yeah. Tequila Sunrise.
Yeah. It was a good color.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. They want to know about the tail. Can you split the tail?
If you're going to split the tail on this one, you're going to have to take a pair of scissors to do it. That's the only way it's going to split. It's not indented.
Let me cue up the shot again.
And that's designed for glide, right? And
it is
water displacement.
It is, and a lot of the other baits that were on the market have already got the split in it, and that seems to be what everybody goes for. And I can quite honestly tell you that all the other baits that I've flipped through the years, I don't even take the time to flip, you know, split the tail. So it's not a big deal as far as bites. If it's something that somebody bothers them, then yeah, I mean, a pair of scissors to split it right down the middle. But no, there is no installed indent in that tail. Did you get it up, Mark?
I did.
Okay.
I did, yeah. All right, and the name of the bait is, once again?
The BFE.
The Big Bite Bait's best flipper ever.
Yep.
There you
proud
it.
Of this thing?
Very.
First foray into bait design.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a huge learning experience. Really enjoyed it along the way. I've learned a lot. I'm sure you have too along this ride. Yeah. But super happy with how the bait turned out. I mean, it's a bait that I would walk down. I was just talking to Mark about it earlier. I was like, I'm sure everybody that's ever designed a bait thinks, man, this is the greatest thing of all time.
Yeah, no one designs. Let's make a average bait that kind of catches them.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. A lot of people were wondering about the whole split tail thing. Hollow body or solid body?
It is a solid body. That was one reason that we had the rings on it, was because the rings add to your overall size of the bait without adding more bulk where your hook is going to go through.
All right, let's see here. It really needs to be tried in North Carolina.
Yeah.
You need to send me some.
So, I mean, the fish are going to be the ultimate, you know, the judge of this thing, you know, and how well they like it and the way they bite it. But, you know, I mean, I've spent my entire life fishing and flipping baits. And I like I said, when I flipped it in the pool, it's got the same gliding action as a tube. And that was with a quarter ounce weight on it.
So. One of the things that you haven't really talked about is efficiency. As far as how the bait gets around the hook, how many you get off of each one.
Right. So that's a big problem flipping. Everything is about efficiency and tournament fishing. And, you know, the more flips and casts that we can get throughout the day, the more odds you have to go up to get a 5 or 6, 7 pound bite. But with all the plastics that are out there on the market, some are better than others, about the point tearing through the plastic, coming through, getting hung up, whether it be in grass or bushes or whatever. The tube was a problem with that, and there's different baits out there, but this bait is definitely designed to where I don't have to readjust that hook point over and over and over.
Yeah.
I've got a thick piece of plastic right there where the point comes back through. If you're flipping a straight shank and you're not going all the way through, there's just enough plastic there to hold it. So I'm hoping that with time that this thing will, I'll walk away going, it is more efficient than any other bait that I've
flipped. And the only way to truly figure that out is to get out on the water and start flipping it into some flooded bushes and skipping it under docks and putting it around laydown.
And it's not going to be something I'm going to realize just in the first week or two. It'll be by the end of the year of flipping the bait.
Mm-hmm. Primarily flipping and pitching bait. Potentially a bladed jig trailer, maybe a Carolina rig. Small finesse Carolina rig on some of the more natural colors with the gliding action, but lion's share of this thing, flipping, pitching,
and possibly a jig trailer.
Yeah, isolated to heavy cover.
Here, take that piece of paper and use that as a background.
Okay.
Because of the dark color, it's kind of getting washed out. Let's see here. All right, there you go.
Instead of using third grade legal paper, we could actually, here, put it behind
that. Well, he is a teacher.
Yeah, that is my new profession.
I didn't have a sheet, Matt. That's all I had.
Well, I got one.
All right.
We're good.
I'm trying to get my angle right.
Yeah.
Everything's backwards if I go
tube, beaver,
Yep. See the ring
creature
and the tail.
Yeah.
And then the head. So the upper body is very similar to the kamikaze crawl and some other things that Big Bite has.
A little bit bigger diameter.
Yep, it's larger.
A little bit shallower rings.
There you go. We're good.
All right.
That was a good suggestion by a couple people, putting a white background up there. Let's see here. They said, hey, Mark, you got a new Carolina rig bait.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I like it. The other thing, too, is the area right behind the rings is like fatty.
Yep.
It's like a fatty part there to where if you did want to use a bigger hook, you could actually bury it in that fatty part, too.
Right.
Could you not, Brad?
Well, that's the part I'm hoping allows us to keep that hook point buried, whether you're using a straight shank or an EWG style, to, you know, up your efficiency with this bait to where it's not always just tearing out. Or after one fish.
So next step next week, Brad, after you get on the water and come in and give some feedback on, and I'll be doing the same thing this week with my pack, give some feedback on what the bait is. And then the next step from there, we'll be finalizing it. And then we will give the details for the color naming and color contest through Big Bite Baits.
So. Yeah.
And I also have another video of the prototype format. So actually, I'm going to, Mark and I are catching the giant today. Just to let you know.
He's catching the giant.
No.
All right. I'm probably holding the camera.
We're going to catch a couple giants. We're catching some giants.
Do you want to have, do you want to have a competition over the next week as to who could catch the biggest fish on the biggest bass on the prototype bait?
Only counts if it's on film.
Only counts if it's on film.
You're in. I'm in.
Yep. All right.
We got
it may happen today, Matthew.
We've got a week.
Yeah. We'll see.
I only have Thunderbird and Arbuckle on my agenda over the next 7 days, so.
Yeah, that might be hard to beat.
Yeah.
That being said, there's some good lakes around my area.
Definitely.
And now I'm motivated.
All right. There you have it. The challenge has been issued. All right, Jim in Indiana wants to know, what about a rattle?
Don't have a rattle in this. I actually have a great idea for a rattle that I actually ran by Mike Bouster already that will work on any flipping plastic bait in the entire country. And I feel like it's the best idea of probably
I've ever
had.
Was he receptive to it?
He was, but then we haven't talked about it. So need to get back with Bouster.
Well, let's
on
get
that.
Yeah, this get through this, and then you could start on the components section of your career.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is that terminal tackle? Why do they call it terminal tackle? You ever wonder that? Like, everyone calls it terminal tackle.
That is. Why did they do that? What is terminal about it?
I don't know.
You never wondered that?
No,
it's
really
like
hadn't thought
terminal
about it.
Tackle in fishing is like the phrase hostile environment in college football. Hostile you environment. Never hear anyone say, I mean, you know.
I don't know.
Use terminal outside of a really bad situation, and you never hear anyone say, you know, how was the grocery store? Well, it was a really hostile environment.
Sometimes it is, especially when it comes to toilet paper.
I'm about to stick this BFE in some very hostile environments.
What was the term that I was using?
That was so good when we were sight fishing the other day. What were you saying? It was something along those lines.
Like violent destruction or something like that. I don't know what it was.
Every time he would get a fish fired up and he had this terminology he was using. It was really funny.
I don't know. Love sight fishing. You know that, Matthew. Mm-hmm. All right, man. What else, Bradley?
That's all I got right now.
It's really, really cool. You did a great job, both of you guys. And a big, big thanks.
Video will be live. Can
big
you link that video
this.
To the...
Yeah.
Bass on website.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you do that once that goes live, Brad.
Absolutely. I'm going to send it live here in just a second.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Let's see if there's any. People are wanting to know about packaging. Can you get it in bulk? I mean, all this stuff is
folks,
still kind of up
got,
in the air. Jeez.
Brad just got the 25 pack of the prototypes. But like I said, yes, BTL listeners, you will get the. A first crack at it.
Absolutely.
And a contest at Colored Design. So that's it's a cool deal that they did. Obviously, there's a lot of different ways to release baits, but literally it was, hey, you know, your viewers are always educated and into it. What do you think about some of these ideas? And it just kind of evolved. So I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool stuff. Let me throw this graphic up one more time to where you can get
the BFE.
The BFE. There it is. And just an outstanding effort by you two. And once again, man, this whole thing doesn't happen if it's not for, obviously, the support of Big Bite Baits.
100%.
And their willingness to do this, get involved with BTL, get involved with this project.
Yep.
And I think it's enormously cool that the BTL fans are going to be rewarded for their loyalty to this program with a lot of stuff that you guys are going to do and we're going to do with this bait. So very, very cool times, Bradley.
Yep. I'm excited to see the BTL colors whenever we start getting suggestions on that.
Yeah. How cool is it going to be, though, to walk into a store
and see a BFE hanging
and
on
see,
the shelf?
And see a bait that you designed right there with all of them.
Yeah. I knew that I knew that possibility existed once. When you know Jason and I have been friends forever and run around home and whatnot, and then he'd gone off and became a superstar. And I walked in Walmart one day and I was like, man, this place turned into like Jason Christie's house.
No, it did. So here's
like
the thing.
Everything in there.
Yesterday in my one-on-one, I come around the corner and I realize I just challenged a guy who's using the Jason Christie flipping line from Sunline, wearing the Jason Christie hoodie from AFCO, using the Jason Christie critter craw from Yum, flipping the Jason Christie rod.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah,
can't wait to see what happens. It's coming, right?
Yes, I'm working
on
it as soon as
that.
The show's over.
I'm gonna have to pick you talked about it a little bit, but you didn't tell us who won, and I want to see that.
I don't know, sometimes I need to listen to other people. I should have called Brad first because I told him. I said, well, I fish against him, and he goes, oh, okay, I said on Uchi, and Brad goes, what? He goes, he slow rolled you. He goes, that sucker grew up on Uchi. He goes, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. All right, folks, big day tomorrow. Very, very excited. Always excited for the Sunline Hotline Show, where we hear from you, the fans. Get your questions, comments, thoughts, whatever you want to talk about. We're going to do it tomorrow on the Sunline Hotline Show. And then next week, talked about it at the beginning of the show. Big week next week. And by the way, I can't add. Here I am. I'm a bean counter.
Yeah, you got
Canada.
The years wrong, but it's all good.
Yeah. 74 is when it happened. I remember watching it, man. Live on the old 12-inch black and white TV. Hammer and Hank getting it past the Babe. All right, everybody. That's it. Be safe, everybody. Join us tomorrow for the Sunline Hotline Show. That's it. We're out of here.